But after I went shipped off the board, and then I decided to go to work for my union. Just picked up five ships that were owned by the United States Navy, and they were called research oceanographic research vessels. Mm-hmm. And I did that for a year, and I had to get a top secret clearance for that.
Really?
That was pretty cool.
So you were working as a contractor for the Navy?
Well, we were master's mates and pilots, and we provided officers for U.S. Government ships.
Okay.
With civilian crews.
I see.
Yeah. And we were, basically what we were doing then was we were mapping the ocean floor off of China for anti-submarine warfare.
Really?
That's what we were doing.
This was in 2005?
2005, yeah. That's what I was doing that. It was a pretty cool job. Very exciting.
Yeah.
We went out on missions. On a mission lasted between 24 to 28 days. We go out on missions. And in our mission, we had a 2,000 square foot research laboratory built into our ship.
Okay.
Our ship was only 350 feet long, but we had 2,000 square feet of it was a
wow.
top secret laboratory.
So kind of instead of a hole, you'd have a laboratory.
A very, very interesting laboratory. And since I had a top secret clearance, I was allowed to go inside the research facilities, and I saw what's in there. And it was like you were in a Star Wars movie.
Really?
It was amazing. I'm talking about, you know, CRTs coming out of the ceiling overhead, U-shaped consoles all over the place, extraordinary mapping equipment, pretty intense.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I did that for a chief officer on board there. So I had to carry a 9mm pistol the whole time I was on board there.
So the crew was armed?
No, I was armed.
Just
not
you?
Myself and the officers were armed, not the crew.
So you must have been carrying scientists as well?
Oh, we did. We would carry up to 40 scientists.
Wow.
Yeah.
And would you all kind of fraternize?
Oh, hell yeah.
Eat meals and things?
We you know, same pot. We all ate out of the same pot.
Yeah.
The big thing was that when we finish a mission, we all go back to a port and party. I never, these scientists, a lot of them were women.
Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of luscious. I never saw any people get so drunk in my life, man. These people just get seriously drunk.
Wow. Yeah,
but it was a big party. Huh. Major party. It was a lot of fun. It was interesting work, and I enjoyed it tremendously. I got off that ship. I was on it for 5 months as chief officer, and we had just taken over those ships, my union, Master's Mates and Pilots.
Right.
And I had just finished my 120-day rotary assignment, so I had enough time in for the year and enough money that I could take this job, which was a low-paying job. It was a sweetheart contract that we assigned with the government. So I wanted to see what this was going on there. My union wanted me to go out there and help with the turnover because we were taking the ships from another union. And it wasn't a very graceful turnover.
Mm-hmm.
I was there to ensure that Master's Mates and Pilots were properly representative during the turnover of the ship.
Yeah.
I was the first relieving officer on board that ship. The Bowditch was the name of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I was on there for 5 months, and I did my five-month tour over there on 5.5 months. And I got off that ship, and 3 weeks after I got home, the company called me up and offered me command. You said, we want you for command. Do you want the job? And I said, let me think about it. And I went to bed every night and woke up every morning for like a week worrying about it. And I decided not to take the job. And my wife and children asked me not to take it, mm-hmm. actually, because they didn't want me working top secret clearance, the top secret jobs, and working for the Bush administration.
Right. What year was this?
2005, 2006. So it was during the Bush administration.
Yeah.
They didn't want me working for them. And the pay sucked.
Hmm.
Pay was horrible.
Compared to other commercial jobs, you could have
much better money.
Yeah.
Much, much more money. I only did it because I wanted to try it out. I liked it. They offered me command. I turned it down.